Some verses I want to read from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let me just give you a little bit of background here, because 1 Thessalonians, there's quite a message that the Apostle Paul gives the Thessalonican church about the rapture, about the coming of the Lord, and what to expect. He pretty much trained them or indoctrinated them in the doctrine of the rapture of the church. And then between chapter 1 and chapter 2, there is at least one, maybe several, false teachers that step in and begin to teach that it's already happened. The rapture is already over with. And even go so far as to have a letter sent to them like it's from the Apostle Paul. So you can see that their intent was to deceive that church. And so a letter is sent to them as if it's from the Apostle Paul, also saying it's already over with. The rapture has already taken place. So that brings us to chapter 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? He's talking about the previous book and his previous instruction concerning the coming of the Lord and even the deception that might come concerning this message. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power, and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but at pleasure and unrighteousness. I just want to take a moment and just say we need to keep calm, because God has it all in control. Amen. Stay calm. I'm telling you, there's a lot of things happening in our world right now. I'm not a news buff like I used to be. I've backed off from a lot of that, because it just got a hold of my spirit and got me discouraged. And so I've backed off from paying a lot of attention to it. But what little bit that I do hear, just the headlines and some of the things that are happening in our world right now, it just seems like we're in an upheaval worldwide, economy-wise, government-wise, all over the world. There's unrest, and there is the potential of wars and all kinds of conflicts and, you know, things that are happening in our world. If you were prone to be stirred up and nervous and scared about the times that we're living in, you would be probably in that predicament right now. There are a lot of people that are living in fear of the things that are going to happen in our world, in our country, and That's not the will of God at all. That's not the will of God. The Apostle Paul gave clear instructions to the Thessalonican church and to you and me about these times that we are living in. Let's back up to chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. I have already completely given to you the teaching, the training, the information that you need concerning the coming of the Lord. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. They shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. So he's warning them or instructing them, really just saying, be calm. Don't allow yourself to get worked up about all of these things. Rest in the confidence that we have in Jesus Christ. Amen. So the church, we don't dread these times. We look to these times with a full understanding that Jesus said these things were going to be happening and that we were to be living our life ready, prepared, looking up, and living out these last days with a calm assurance that God's in control. Amen. And I believe that he is in control. And if you're prone to nervousness or fear about the times that we're living in right now, or maybe even your own personal circumstances, did you know that you are immortal? As a Christian, you're immortal until God is through with you. You are immortal until he's through with you. I remember a lady talking to me one time, and she was just so afraid that she was going to get sick and die, and she was living, and so I finally just said, well, what's so bad about that? If that's the worst thing that's going to happen to you, what's so bad about that? Aren't you a Christian? Yes, I am. Aren't you serving the Lord faithfully? Yes, I am. Well, the worst thing then that can happen to you is that you could die and go to heaven. That's the worst possible thing that can happen to you. And I do believe that all of us are immortal until the Lord says, your time is through. And no matter what the age or what the circumstance of the end of your life, you belong to the Lord. You're his child. And our times, the Bible says, our days and our times are in his hands. They're in his hands. And so we don't live in fear. That spirit of fear does not come from God. That spirit of fear and those deceivers that came into that church were trying to interrupt the plan of God because he had already instructed them concerning the last days and what to expect and how that God was going to work and move. And the deceivers and the false teachers came in to try to interrupt God's plan. That's what the enemy wants to do. He is a liar. He's the father of all lies. He wants to come into your circumstance and convince you that that things are out of control. And, oh my, what are we going to do? And, oh, how are we going to face this situation? And what can we do about this problem or this circumstance? Some people say, well, I wouldn't want to bring any children into this world. It's such a cruel, terrible, terrible world. Yes, it is. It's the last days, and it's the days when we need families who love God and are serving God and are working for God in these last days, and we are not to be under the spirit of fear. Amen. A scripture that I love in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, it says, the foundation of God standeth sure. The foundation of God standeth sure. Amen. We know that the foundation is really, it's what holds everything up. It holds the superstructure up. Amen. It is the strength of the building. It's the strength of the structure. And the foundation of God stands sure. having this seal, it says, the Lord knows them that are his. Praise God. He knows those that belong to him. He knows those that are children of God, that are followers of the Lord. And the foundation of God is standing sure in a world where it seems like everything's crumbling all around us. Amen. But we've got an assurance. We have a confidence. And we have a hope. And that hope is in the Lord. So the church isn't to live in fear. We're to keep calm in the midst of these times because the Lord has everything under control. Amen. You can look at history and the things that have happened in the history of the church when it seemed like the church was going to be completely stamped out, where the name of the Lord was going to be completely removed. And sometimes there have been entire cultures that hated God, that opposed God, and they're gone. But the church is still standing. Amen. There have been emperors and kings and powerful leaders who wanted to destroy the word of God and destroy the truth and attempted to do that. They're gone, and the word of God is still alive. And we can still put our faith and our trust in the word of God. And so he said, don't be soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as the day of the Lord is at hand. Don't be troubled by all the lying, deceptive things that are going on around us. If we're not careful, we're pointing our finger at all kinds of churches and preachers and saying, oh, isn't it awful what they're doing? Isn't it awful what they're preaching? And look at them. They've got a big crowd, so they must be compromising. We'll spend half of our energy looking around at what everybody else is doing and forgetting about the fact that God has a work that he wants you and me to be doing. And that's really where our focus needs to be on. Amen. God, he'll work everything out and he'll straighten everything out at judgment day. We don't have to worry about that. We don't have to point our fingers at everybody else and be critical of what everyone else is doing. Our responsibility is just to be solid and sure and confident about these times that we're living in, and not to be soon shaken or disturbed by the times. Sure, there were false teachers then. There are false teachers now. There are people that are promoting things that are not biblical, and they're all false teachers. They want to try to creep in among you. They want to influence you. They want to affect your mind and your thinking. And certainly, there are false teachers, but instead of worrying about all of those things that are going on, how about focusing more of your energy upon the call of God and the purpose of God for your life? And understand, yeah, we're in the last days, but God wants us to just hold steady. Be calm. Be confident. Stand sure. Understand God's in control, and he's the one that can work and move. I have witnessed over the years, I've seen the Lord move in ways. I've seen him move so fast that it was amazing. I've seen him turn things around so quickly that it was astonishing. So your trouble, your problem, the thing that's got you worried and troubled, and that may have you overwhelmed here tonight, don't allow all those things to control your heart or your mind, but instead fix your attention upon the Lord. Amen. The last days are going to be characterized by deceivers, false teachers, false doctrine, who want to oppose what God wants to do. Why would the enemy oppose so strong, so stringently the work, the ministry of the church? Why would he oppose it so hard? Because he knows the potential. He knows the potential of a church and a people of God that really get on fire, of people who really seek God and call upon the Lord and experience the outpouring of revival in our lives. The enemy knows that, and so he wants to somehow stop it, hinder it, and distract it from happening. But put your hope tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice that he says, that there's a force in the world called the church. He makes reference to this in verses 6 and 7. Now you know that what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. The enemy is really not going to be able to step in, and it may seem like that the enemy's running things in our world today and he's in control, but he's limited as to what he can do. As long as the church is here, as long as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is here in this world, the enemy is not going to be able to do all the things he wants to do. He is hindered by the influence of the people of God, by the church. That's why it's so important that we be alive and filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. That's so important that we be fulfilling the plan of God and the call of God, and that we have got a hold of like the Apostle Paul said, a heavenly vision, something eternal. We don't belong in this world, but we want to do all that we can before we leave this world. Amen. I believe with all of my heart that the Church of Jesus Christ is the only hope of the world. There is no other hope for the world other than the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as long as there is a church, and I want you to know that there is a church. Amen. There's one in America. While we may think, well, the church is weakening in America, but there is a church in America. Amen. God has a church, and he has a church in all these other nations of the world. Amen. Some places that I've been able to witness and see the people of God in various locations around the world. God has a church, and as long as that church is working and is full of faith and the fire of the Spirit of God, we're going to be accomplishing what God wants us to, and the enemy, he is going to be restrained. He is restrained. He can't do all the things he wants to do in the world until the church is out of here. Amen. One of these days, that's going to take place. The Lord is going to come, and we are going to be caught away and leave this place. But for now, everywhere the church is, the presence of Jesus Christ is there. The power of the Spirit of God is there. And the enemy's hands are greatly hindered in what he can do. Amen. Amen. Now, if we'll just continue to pray, if we'll just continue to be faithful to God, it's really important. Let me tell you, it's important to be prayerful. It's important to be faithful to the things of God, to the house of God. Amen. Amen. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to his house. Be faithful to your calling. Faithful to your ministry, whatever it is, even if it's two or three little children in Sunday school, be faithful to that task. As you're faithful, you're holding back the forces and the efforts of the enemy, even right here in our community as we hold on to the Lord. So what are we to be doing in these shaky times, these troubling times? Well, we are to be the church. We are to be the church, the hope of the world, a place where prayer is taking place, a place where we are living with an expectancy that the Lord is going to come, and we've set our sights upon heaven. Amen. We want to make it to heaven, and we want to take as many people with us as we possibly can. Amen. As many as we possibly can take with us to heaven. And I believe when Paul said he had a heavenly vision, I've not been disobedient to that heavenly vision. He saw something and got a hold of an eternal perspective that was the driving force of his life and his ministry. And that's what can change a church. When we really see that God can use us to affect lives for eternity. Amen. And not allow all these things that are happening around us to trouble us or to shake us or to stir us, but instead, hold steady. Amen. Be calm. Be faithful. Keep doing the things that God has called you to do. Remain faithful and steady and at the task, and God will honor that. We're also to be occupying until he comes. not a pew, but the word occupy means investing. Investing in the kingdom of God. Pouring your heart, your life, your resources into eternal things. That's the most important thing. As I was going over some of these thoughts here this afternoon, I'm convinced that the enemy does his best to discourage us from the task and the call that we have. Yes, he does. He wants to discourage you from the calling and the ministry that he's given to you to have. But you need a heavenly vision. You need to get a hold of a heavenly perspective and see what you're doing is making a mark for eternity's sake. It's, you're steadily doing your work and your ministry. Hold steady. Be faithful. Keep investing in lives. Keep investing in the kingdom of God. And don't lose heart. Don't be discouraged. Don't be soon shaken in mind or troubled in spirit. But hold steady. Amen. Be calm and trust that the Lord knows how to work in our lives in these last days. It does seem like a lot of things are out of control, but be encouraged tonight to know it's not. It's not out of control. As a matter of fact, all the things that are happening in our world today are all fitting in perfectly to the last day plan of God, because God is in control. Amen. He's in control. And so it's not flying out of control. No, God is at work. God is moving, and I want to get in step with him. I want to do the very things that he is asking us to do in these last days. I don't know, Jesus could come before we walk out of this building tonight, but I trust that if he does come, that he finds some people that have made up their mind. I'm going to work for God if he comes tonight or if he doesn't come in my lifetime. I'm still going to be faithful and work for God and do what he's asking me to do in spite of the challenges of these last days. Could we gather here tonight around this altar and pray together and ask the Lord to give to each of us a renewed heavenly perspective so that we would look at things from that perspective instead of looking at all these things that are going on around us that are troubling and discouraging? Push your gaze up a little higher and look to God. Look to the promise of God and don't allow these things to trouble you. Amen. Amen. Hold on to the Lord. Let's pray. Would you stand with me here tonight? Amen. And if there are those of you, you've been dealing with a little problem of discouragement. You're not seeing your prayers answer. You're not seeing the fruit that you want to see. You're not seeing the growth and moving forward in the kingdom like you want to see. The Lord can give to you a heavenly vision. He can give to you a completely different perspective. Amen. Remember, we're all terminal. We're all going to face death. If we don't go by way of rapture, then we all are going to go by way of the grave. And so until that time comes, let's spend our life for Jesus. Let's live out the days of our life serving him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't allow your heart to be defeated or discouraged or in any way cast down. Look up. Look to the Lord here tonight and get a hold of something from the Lord. I want to ask everybody to pray tonight around these altars.